One hobby I've developed is bus riding. Although I've still got my driving license, the disadvantage of driving is you've got to keep your eyes on the road. So I find getting onto a bus and having a chauffeur chap, bus driver, usually well smart, a shirt and tie, to drive me round, that to me is a real big luxury. And the train
I
as well.
approve of what you're doing, Eddie, because I'm finding it a bit dodgy driving now in my case. See, I have been going to Cornwall and driving all that
It's quite a
distance.
way, though,
Is it
isn't
a
it?
wise thing to do at my age? You don't know until something goes wrong, then
Well,
it
if you
depends.
limited yourself to so many miles a day, like all I do now is just drive within 5 or 6 miles of the farm.
Oh.
I use the car basically as a park and ride tool.
Yes.
The big 8-0 means that you've survived to that far and you can have a look at the world.
I think it's to do with not having any serious responsibilities apart from yourself after 80, isn't it? Really, that's how you see it. You can just think about yourself and do everything you would want to do when you've got the time to do it and the wherewithal,
That
hopefully.
is the
And so
main
it's a good
feature.
period in that sense, isn't it?
You've more time to look at things
Yes.
and seek out enjoyment.
I think I should do a bit more of that. I'm wishing around like an idiot trying to get here and there, and as you know, well, it's the life I've led that's causing me to continue almost like that. I've led a hell of a busy life, sort of a stupid life in a
When
way.
you start singing, then I'm busy doing nothing all of the whole day through. That's the ultimate.
Time not to do lots of things, not to
Because
do
someone said, "How are you doing, Eddie? What are you doing today?" I said, "I'm doing bugger all, just lounging about all day." I went to Stratford last year for 3 weeks. Oh, they said, "That's Shakespeare there." I didn't even go to the theatre. I just lounged about the town, chatting in a cafe, just ambled about. Go for a walk in the morning. You met a dog called Oscar, his master David.
You made a happy life for yourself,
I asked David what his dog's name was before I asked what his name was. It shows you're totally relaxed then, isn't it? You have more time to look at people, at what they're doing. In fact, you use the world as a theatre, in a way. I haven't been to the theatre, really, for quite a while. There's enough going on in your everyday life between 80 and 83, equivalent to a 3-year show.